but we started the show talking about Aaron Rodgers, playing a little of his post-game comments. Doesn't sound very happy, and there's been speculation that maybe he just wants out now. Really was upset with Matt LaFleur and his play calling, especially at the very end of the game, not giving him a shot to go for it on fourth and goal. With just over 2 minutes left, they kick a field goal to go down five. Instead of, being down eight, they have a shot right there at the eight-yard line. You know, one play and then a two-point conversion. That's tough to pull off as well, but, you know, either way, you need a touchdown. And there, you're inside the 10-yard line. Otherwise, you have to get a three and out on defense. You have to burn a lot of your timeout or all your timeouts. You know, you'll get the ball back with a minute left or less if indeed everything goes perfectly for you, but you might have to drive the ball 75 yards down the field. So he was upset.
And just those comments that we had making it seem as if there was some level of breakdown in communication where, you know, him not knowing.
Yeah, he said. Yeah, I didn't make that call. I didn't. Yeah, I want. He thought it was four down. In fact, he said he called the third down play. Like, he got that freedom. He was allowed to call that play. And had he known that this was make it or break it, he said he might have called a different play.
Yep.
Because if I knew we were just going to kick a field goal, if this doesn't go, I'm possibly doing something different. But, you know, his mindset might even, you know, it. Whatever. The point is he's stunned that they lost, and I think a lot of people were.
And that's how his –
some put triple plays on the Packers.
And that's how the best season of his career ends.
Yeah,
the
so
– the highest QBR he's ever posted, the second highest quarterback rating. He went 48 touchdowns to five picks.
We thought he might skip his weekly appearance on Pat McAfee. Is this a video? Sirius? Pod? Whatever.
I think he is on YouTube and Sirius. That's correct.
Okay, so during the show, this whole appearance went down, and Blake has been off the air monitoring it and cutting up some audio, and Blake said, hey, it's actually pretty good. You might want to hear it today.
Yeah, they're normally pretty good because he's pretty unfiltered, and you know they get into some other stuff, and it just kind of shows his personality, but... Of course, we were listening today to see if he would clear up his comments about his future in Green Bay, and so they got to that, and he discusses it here.
I don't feel like I said anything that I hadn't said before. You know, I said it the first time I talked to the media. It was more a realization, I think, that my future is not necessarily in my control, and I think that was. What just kind of hit me in the moment, I was thinking about, Aaron Jones and Corey Linsley and other guys we have under contract, Big Dog, you know, guys who I don't know what their future is going to be, and myself included. Now, obviously, after the season that I had and, potentially win an MVP and, you know, we
Definitely.
Obviously made it another good run, I don't think that there's any reason why I wouldn't be back, but look, I think there's not many absolutes, as you guys know, in this business. So to make an absolute statement about something that is not an absolute, it's just I didn't do it, you know, and I guess that's why I went kind of nuts.
If nothing else, he's just very honest.
Yeah, and certainly part of his thinking is, all right, I saw what they did with Favre. Favre's last year was 38. How old is Aaron Rodgers?
I think 37.
I saw that, so I know that can happen. I was the other guy. I was the hot new chick, you know. I was the secretary that was being cheated on, was cheating on the wife with. And I'm seeing it play here. They moved up. They drafted Jordan Love. In a year when we feel we're really close and I could use another weapon or two to get us over that hump. You know, remember Favre's last year, they were 13-3. He threw for 4,100 yards. He, you know,
He had a lot left.
Well, he did have a lot left. He ended up playing very well for the next few years.
Ended a Cowboys season.
That was an absolute shellacking.
So I have one more clip that I want to play here. He kind of says the same thing about, you know, it's not an absolute about his future, but he does mention that, you know, they did draft Jordan Love, but he wants to stay a Packer, but, you know, like Jake said, he's just very honest and he's very smart about the business.
I'm 15 minutes from crying in the locker room with, you know, some of my teammates. I come and sit down and do this interview, and they ask me questions. I give real answers, just like I do on this show. And to me, a reality, not a certainty or an absolute, is that my future is not in my hands. Now, that's really the case for all of us, I think, as players. But you can't, I think, naturally, there's times where you let your mind go to maybe, well, I'm going to be a Packer for life, or I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be like a Tim Duncan or a Jeter or a Kobe and play with one team my entire career. I think naturally you dream about that. I mean, that's kind of like a dream scenario, and I've talked about that for much of my career. I think, you know, when they drafted Jordan, it was more just like the reality kicking in going, hey, that's actually never the case. There are no absolutes in this business. And I think it's a beautiful thing to sit with and to wrap your head around. And I did, and I got to a beautiful place about it. Doesn't mean that that's not still a reality. I think that's the only reality.
Dirk disrespect, by the way.
Yeah. My future is not in my hands. So his contract, while at least enormous at the time he signed it, and now, as usual, looks middle of the pack, right? He does not have a no-trade clause. The Packers could just up and choose to do this on their own. There's no protection. He can't deny. He could say, I'm not reporting and not take money. So he does have that, which I suppose is something you could do, but
I just, I guess I still don't really understand the Jordan Love thing. It all goes back to that, right? Because then after that, he's
right. Favre, you could argue, you saw signs though,
right?
Because Favre was flirting with retirement
all the time,
all the time.
He would kind of announce it and then back off, or
and to be fair,
hint around it. Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't feel like that's at least in the next couple years.
No, and to be fair, Aaron Rodgers did not have a great year last year. They did win 13 games. They were a play away, but it wasn't one of his better years last year. So maybe they're looking at that and thinking, well, we want to get ahead of this thing before the bottom falls out of it. But I don't know, man. I still would say if you're winning 13 games last year, I don't know. I don't know that I start the clock.
But I'm looking at Favre's 2 years before his last one with Green Bay. He was 4-12. So this is first 2 years before. 4-12, 20 touchdowns, 29 interceptions.
Yikes.
The next year, 8-8, 18 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. That's where they may have been making that decision, saying, boy, this might be just the last one. That's it.
Sure.
Well, then he turned in 13-3, 28 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. But, like you said, the flirting had been there every year. It's a big drama game every year. Is he going to or is he not going to retire? And they finally, you know, retired him.
And I think what it comes down to, too, is something that I always think of Bob and Dan's discussions about Mike Modano. Do you give a guy like that extra leash to just say, you know what, you were a big part of keeping this thing as elite as it's been, you know, for the decade and a half before you. We're going to do some things that possibly are not our best play because of our respect for you. Because
See,
of what you've given
that's
this organization.
A difficult one with the quarterback position. Because Mike Modano could go play on the third line or even the fourth as they did. Now, is his attitude doing that detrimental to the team? The Stars did deem it to be so. Dirk, though, can end up coming off the bench and just say, I'm whatever it takes for the team. I know I had my day. You know, Dirk was definitely a different personality, that he slid right into a part-time role a lot easier, you know, or a diminished role for sure. He didn't have to be the focal point of everything. If you're the quarterback, you are the focal point. Of course, now we're talking about why would you do that with Madonna or Dirk? Because their skills are clearly diminishing. He just was the MVP, or he's going to be the MVP. So his skills are not diminishing.
And he was the MVP, odds on favored MVP, without them going to get him help opposite of Davante Adams with the pick that they spent on his replacement. And my thing is, look at all the guys who step right into the league and play pretty well at quarterback now. It's happening more now than ever. Do you really need 3 years on the bench? Why wouldn't you just wait until he absolutely has to go, then make your trade up then, make your Mahomes move then, and insert the guy into the system?
As I remember, you played audio, maybe from this guy's show, where he was talking about when Jordan Love got drafted.
Yeah,
it was this show.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I went and grabbed the tequila and poured up a big glass and realized I'm probably
fingers.
Not finishing. Yeah, four fingers of tequila and realized I'm probably not finishing my career in Green Bay.
Now, Jake, would your opinion change if you liked the Jordan Love pick? If it was a quarterback that you thought had potential?
Probably. And I mean, it's not like I was grinding the guy's college tape. I just know that everybody who's covers the draft very closely was scratching their head for that pick. Not only because it's a guy that nobody thought was going to be taken that high, not only because you traded up, but because your dude needed help. And they didn't do that. It's interesting, man.
What year did Aaron Rodgers get drafted?
2005. And then he sat for 3 years and then became the full-time starter in 2008.
So the year he got drafted, they went 4-12. That was 05.
Right.
And that was in the audio that we played around draft night, as he said, the year that they drafted me, Favre and the Packers went 4-12. But the year that they draft Jordan Love, Rodgers and the Packers go 13-3.
13-3.
So he felt that they were a lot closer, you know, this year, or I guess
No, he's
last
got a
year.
Great argument.
Yeah.
Wow, man. So, and did you say he did address the fourth down play?
Yeah, he definitely thought it was four down territory. And his post game comments kind of said the same thing. He just kind of clears it up. But, you know, we kind of knew that he wanted to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah. And I mean, that's always the tough thing about these guys' jobs. And they make $35 million a year. So no one's playing the tiny violin. But being asked about the failures at your job 30 minutes after the failures at your job and that being part of your job, I think that would suck. And I think sometimes you
new
probably,
segment.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he even said it in the clip. 15
right.
minutes prior, he'd been, you know, being
I'm
very
here
emotional.
Crying
yes, yeah.
With these guys, and then that's why most of them say nothing. That's the safest play.
Yeah, he is quite honest.
Yeah.
I do like him, but he seems to be saying relax, but he also seems to be throwing relax. This in the Packers court, saying, look, this isn't even my choice in the end.
Yeah.
I'm here, I'm balling out. But I can't do anything if they decide to move on. So he's kind of building PR for himself here.
It's kind of genius.
Yeah, he's rolling the ball into the Packers court.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.